You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
I got to tell you, if there's one NASCAR race I like watching every year, it's Talladega, and it slipped my mind yesterday. And I was at the station here doing some work, and I got home just in time to turn the TV on to see the last lap.
Oh, no kidding.
Perfect timing. Yeah. Michael McDowell trying to hold off the field. Everybody lining up behind him.
Off turn four for the final time.
Comes a run by Brad. There he goes to make his move. He's going to switch back over.
Oh, the block, and around goes the 34. And Reddick steals one.
Yep, Tyler Reddick, who's driving for Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin. And Jordan was at the race.
Really?
Very happy.
Oh,
his guy is in victory lane.
Ah.
Yeah, Michael McDowell had too many people coming at him, and he went from the top to the bottom too fast, and Keselowski, I think it was, tapped him, and that was the end of that.
No kidding.
And Tyler Reddick wins the race. So good job by Tyler Reddick. In the NBA, we had the playoffs are underway. They started Saturday. Yesterday, we had four more game ones, including the Celtics beating the Heat, 114-94. Clippers over the Mavericks, 109-97. The Bucks without Giannis Antetokounmpo, they got 35 out of Damian Lillard in a 109-104 victory over the Pacers. Now, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they squeaked out a game against the Pelicans. Squeaked it out, 94-92. Before this game, Larry Nance Jr. of the Pelicans, listen to what he says, and then he instantly regrets how he phrased it. He's talking about his team, the Pelicans, taking on the Thunder.
You know, respectfully, I'm betting on the Pels. I'm not betting. No, Johnson. I'm not betting. I'm not betting on anything. I don't own a betting app. None of that. Nah.
Wow. Now, the headline was he instantly regretted saying that. I think he planned on saying that and planned on playing it up you know, it's just not a common thing. They don't walk around saying, I'm betting on it. I don't, you know.
Right,
this is,
right.
You know. But who am I to judge? On Saturday, the Nuggets beat the Lakers in game one of that series. And after the game, Michael Porter, who plays for the Nuggets, had 19 points, looked pretty good, 18 or 19, looked pretty good. He's the brother of the now banned for life by the NBA for gambling violations, Jonte Porter. He was asked how he's dealing with it, and he basically said he's compartmentalizing things here.
I think definitely compartmentalize. You know, some bad and sad stuff happened to a couple of my brothers, but I got, you know, 15, 16 more brothers in here. So I know I had to be here for them and come in here and do my job and try to prepare to do it at a high level.
Can you speak to how the team is rallying around you?
Yeah, I mean, each one of them texted me separately and just told me they got my back. If I need anything, they got me. Yeah, a lot of people have been reaching out, friends, family, you know, so to have these guys understand, you know, why I missed practice yesterday and just have my back has been big for me.
I know he feels sad for his brother who's now banned for life because he's a dumbass, but his brother, he should be mad at his brother.
Yeah.
Not just for ruining his chance, his brother's chance of playing in the NBA.
Right.
Forever.
Yeah.
But you've cast suspicion on me because, I'm
your
brother.
They looked at him.
Exactly.
They had to.
So I would be a little bit mad at him. Now, the TNT guys, the NBA guys, Charles Barkley and Ernie and Shaq and Kenny, they decided that they would have everybody read an envelope for the postseason awards, including Shaq. So Ernie hands Shaq an envelope with the finalists for the Clutch Player of the Year. Here you go.
The three finalists, your Clutch Player of the Year.
Oh, okay. All right. Sound it out, big fella. Stephen Curry, Golden State Warriors.
Sound it out.
DeMar DeRozan, Chicago Bills.
Bills.
Yeah, and Shea Gidges out of the Buffalo
Bills.
Shea Gidges? Shout out to the Buffalo Bills, too.
Shea Gidges?
There you go. I'm a Buffalo Bills.
Shea Gidges. It's Shea Gilgis Alexander, not Gidges. Shaq did get Barkley back because Barkley at one point wanted to make his NFL predictions, and he pulled out this button that he was going to slam down. It's his guarantee bump button, so he's going to guarantee, you know, that's his shtick, right? But before I play you the whole soundbite, can you tell me, what is Barkley saying here? I'm just going to play the beginning of this.
Ready? Yeah. You know it's playoff time.
Yeah!
Run.
What? Playoff time rung? I don't know what he's saying. I'm guessing he's accusing another guy on the set of being wrong about their prediction.
Oh, wrong.
But what happens wrong. Is the next time he hits that button, it starts raining hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of ping pong balls right on top of Charles.
Really?
Just they just start dropping them, and they're hitting him in the head.
Ready? Yeah. You know it's playoff time. Yeah! Wrong.
It's been a while since we've done that here on the show, and we appreciate you doing it, Chuck.
I hate y'all, man. You know you like balls on your head.
Oh, stop.
Here he is trying to make his predictions and tell everybody why all these other guys are wrong. You're raining ping pong balls in my head. Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
You know him, you love him. All right, that's a lie. You know him. You know him. Antonio Brown correctly predicted not so long ago that Stephon Diggs would be traded from Buffalo to Houston. He predicted it weeks before it happened. And everybody's like, wow. Well, Antonio Brown created something called CTESPN, which is his media platform to put NFL rumors out there. Well, he's got a new one. He's putting another prediction out. And I can't imagine this will be true, but if it is, we're going to have to start really paying attention to what he says.
Yeah.
He's got the Chargers trading quarterback Justin Herbert to the Minnesota Vikings in a blockbuster trade. It kind of makes sense, but it doesn't make sense because Jim Harbaugh took that job to work with Justin Herbert. He loves Justin Herbert.
Okay.
So it's just kind of weird. Right. But if Antonio Brown is right about this, I'm going to have to start checking him out every single day to make sure I'm not missing anything. Johnny Manziel, no longer a bachelor. He's currently dating the daughter of a former Major League Baseball player. Yep, he's dating the daughter of Jose Canseco.
I don't recommend steroids for everyone, and I don't recommend growth hormones for everyone.
Yes, Josie Canseco. So good for him. She has a net worth of $2 million, by the way, which might be more than he has.
I was going to say, what does he do?
I don't know. I do know that was the NFL report sponsored by the new biopic about the band Four Non Blondes, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger as their lead singer, Linda Perry.
So awake in the morning and I quit outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, white sky, and I say, I said,
hey,
what's going on?
Oh, my God.
So that's...
That is fantastic.
Not in a theater anywhere near you.
No.
David Beckham is suing Mark Wahlberg. I saw this, and I quickly thought, oh, let me check my pile of sound bites and see if I have anything marked Beckham or Wahlberg. I didn't find anything marked Beckham, but I do have one labeled Wahlberg.
Now I'm going to talk to a goat. Hey, goat. It's good to see you. I like your beard. I had a beard like that in The Perfect Storm. Did you see that movie? Did you see The Perfect Storm, goat? Say hi to your mother for me, okay?
David Beckham is suing him. Suing him. Here's what happened. Beckham says he was duped by Wahlberg, and he's allegedly lost a lot of money in a brand deal that went south, something called F45 training, so some kind of a workout thing. Beckham said he was promised stocks when he invested, but he wasn't given the stocks until after the share prices plummeted. He is suing Wahlberg for $10 million, as well as Wahlberg's investment group, along with the F45 founders. So,
wow.
This doesn't look too good. NHL playoffs underway, as well as, you know, we mentioned the NBA playoffs. The NHL playoffs yesterday, game one for the Capitals against the Rangers. Not a good start. They lose in New York City 4-1 to the Rangers. Panthers beat the Lightning 3-2. Winnipeg Jets and Colorado Avalanche put up 13 goals. Fellas, it's the playoffs. The Jets win at 7-6. Vancouver Canucks doubled up the Nashville Predators 4-2. In Major League Baseball, we've got a note from Coachella. Coachella, which is going on right now, I guess, tagged Major League Baseball legend Will Clark. They made a mistake. They wanted to tag British DJ Will Clark.
Oh, okay.
Because he put on a great show. A matter of fact, the tag was played for almost 3 hours. Show was sick. Will Clark, the baseball player, who's 60 years old now.
Yeah, former San Francisco Giant.
Yep, he responded with, quote, "It was a thrill." The Nationals,
that's great.
Nationals shut out the Astros 6-0. Orioles shut out the Royals 5-0. Oh, my music is up. Tides lose 8-4. We'll get the rest of the sports in next hour, but it is Be a Man Monday. Here you go.
If your girl has important news, never look up from the phone when she tells you it. Be a man.
There you go.
That'll, nice. That's not going to help you.
No, that'll set the house on fire.
That's not good.